Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams, and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of spirituality and a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space. And believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, mentor, and coach. And my purpose is to help visionaries manifest everything they want through alignment, spirituality, and tangible strategy. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. Every now and then you get a jingle. Sometimes I'm just like, yo, what's up, homies? And other times I'm like, here's a little jingle for your day. And I'm feeling, I guess maybe I'm in a crazy mood. I don't know. We'll find out as we keep going. But I'm excited because we're going to have a super fun conversation with someone who's also obsessed with human design, but we possibly may or may not talk about human design. I don't know. We'll see. Probably. But she's so awesome. And even her being on this podcast was like a human design, like magic moment. Anyway, I'm getting totally sidetracked. So I'm so excited to welcome Rachel to the podcast. Oh my gosh.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, it was. It was a human design, like beautiful masterpiece.
Rachel's a projector. I'm a manifester. And she like put up a post about how she was like having fun being interviewed for podcasts. And I was like, I want her on my podcast. And then I messaged her. I was like, want to be on my podcast? You know, me being a manifester, initiating it, her needing to be invited. And she was like, perfect. I've been thinking about being on your podcast. And I'm like, magic. Yeah. Anyway, so Rachel is super awesome. She does all this amazing work. And I'm really excited to actually talk a little bit more about what you do, Rachel, because I feel like I love your energy. I love everything you post. And we're always like cheering each other on with like heart emojis and all the things.
Yes.
But Rachel is a level one moon mother in the system of female energy awakening and an intuitive business strategist, which is like a really fun combo. And I know that we're going to get into some really fun stuff during this. But she also does a lot of work with helping women learn how to flow with their feminine cycle and find their entrepreneurial blueprint, which sounds interesting. I mean, we need to talk about that more. But before we get into kind of like the more informal intro and you just sharing a little bit of your story, I would love it if you just share your Instagram handle so that the audience can look you up and see who they're listening to, and also when they're getting their mind blown moments during the episode, they know who to tag when they stop the episode. So what's your Instagram?
It is Rachel, RACHEL, period, Symington, SYMINGTON. Super simple.
Super simple. So, and then I'm at Viola Hug, of course. And I say, of course, as if you've already followed me, which I'm hoping you do. Hashtag, please go follow me. No. Anyway, yeah, please do. Like our photos, message us. Like if you message us, I will message back, I promise. But yeah, so I'm super excited to have you here, Rachel. And I'd love for you to kind of introduce yourself a little bit more, because I know you're into awesome stuff. I mean, you're in business, you're a mom, you do all this amazing stuff, but kind of on a personal level, like how did you even get here? Like what's your life story?
Oh my gosh. Well, do we start when I was three or like,
Sure. What were you like when you were three?
No. I won't start all the way back there. After my daughter was born, I had her really young. I turned 21 like a few weeks after she was born. And I got into entrepreneurship semi out of necessity, and semi because that's what I wanted to do. And I needed to make money for my family. we were struggling hardcore. Super young family. I was fresh out of college. My husband's hours had got cut. Like it was not great. And I fell in love with it. And I realized that I'm not great at working for people because I don't like being told what to do. I mean, like if we're being real, that's why I do this. And so I got into entrepreneurship. I did network marketing for a really long time. Super successful with that. Still have amazing residual income. I can't complain. I know. I love the industry. It's awesome. And then I got into holistic health coaching and focusing on gut health. Probably when I was pregnant with my son, I feel like when I was, you know, creating him, so much like creative energy was just flowing through me. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's when this version of Rachel kind of started to peek through. And that was in 2017-ish, early 2018. But anyway, I did that. And then I loved it. I was really successful at it, but it wasn't like lighting my soul on fire. Like I was good at it. I knew my stuff. I made great money doing it. People loved it. Had a great like group following. Everything was going awesome. And I started getting more into human design. Mm-hmm. And I was doing like, it was October 2018. I'll just paint the picture for you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, coming out of, I have two kids. My youngest he's like 15 months now. But
how old's your older one?
She'll be 5 in a few weeks, which is insane. I know. She's like super excited about it. She tells everyone she comes in contact with, she's having a cat birthday party.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
Oh, Violet, she's a reflector.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's that like?
Amazing. Yeah. It was challenging, especially before I knew she had a lot of social, like what I perceived to be social anxiety issues. We couldn't leave the house for like 9 months there when mm-hmm. she was about two. And she's still like, she carries like this stuffed meerkat around. She says it helps her feel better when she has to be around a lot of people.
Oh, so cute.
It's so precious. And then my son is actually a splenic projector. I only have my root in my emotional authority defined, and he only has root and splenic defined. I know. So my husband is this like really defined man-y gen surrounded by all these open people. It's a really fun dynamic.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was studying more human design and I was really looking into, oh wow, this is what I'm good at. Nothing's wrong with me. I just operate really differently as a projector than, you know, someone who definitely has like a mani gen or a generator. And I'm sure that you understand mm-hmm. that not having sacral defined. Mm-hmm. And I really looked at, I just had a lot of self-discovery during that time. It was a huge time of growth. And I was sitting in my favorite coffee shop. And I remember thinking, man, if I could just talk to women all day long about starting and growing their businesses and helping them grow and like, I didn't even have a full picture of what it was that I was doing. It was very, very broad. And I wrote it down. I was like, okay, manifesting this. I'm going to do this before my Saturn return in a few years. That was like my goal, which is like 3 years from that point. And literally a few days later, I got the invitation to take on my first client with that. And I was like,
wow.
Okay. And that it just spiraled and jumped from there. So it was like mid-October. And by the first week of December, I had like a client pay in full for like a 3-month contract and then another one sign on. And it just snowballed and manifested, especially after I started investing in myself and healing my relationship with money. And that was like 6 months ago. And it feels like an entire world later. And my business grew and it grew really quickly. And there's a lot of components that go into that, but the biggest one especially was really discovering this, I call it like an ancient wisdom because it is, of learning to plan with your cycle and understanding it. And it, that unlocked so much for me along with human design and abundance mindset and all of that wonderfulness. So yeah, and then here I am now, and I got my Moon Mother training in April, mm-hmm. and I love the place that I'm at right now, mm-hmm. and really stepping into my own and understanding, having a really clear vision of what it is that I want to do and that I do mm-hmm. for my clients. So it's my life story.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's like so cool as well, because I feel like if you're listening right now on your projector, it's like, this is what I always say, like a projector who just makes a clear decision and feels good about what they're doing, it's like magic just happens. And mm-hmm. it's like the same with like a friend of mine here. She was just like, oh, I'm thinking of doing coaching. The next day she gets a DM. Hey, do you offer coaching? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess it's time to start your coaching business. You know, like yep. it's so funny. And I'm the same with my husband, because he's a projector as well. And he's like, oh, like I'm going to officially launch my coaching business. My goal is to make this much this month. 1 hour later, he gets a message after not having posted anything, said anything, done anything. Oh, hey, can I sign up for 3 months coaching and paying full, please? Like,
yeah, yeah. That's how it works for a projector. And I feel yeah. like we get so focused on like, wow, if I have to do it like that person, mm-hmm. which is what I kind of told myself for a long time, like, wow, if I have to do it like them, I can't do that. I know I'm going to get burnout. I physically cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And when I finally realized the powers of a projector, like just magnetic, like shit just happens. You put out that intention mm-hmm. and it just magnetized to you. And
yeah,
if you're following your strategy and authority, right? Like it's yeah. super easy.
Yeah. And I think like I think everyone's like that though, in a way, right? The yeah. thing is, it's like when you really make a decision and you're clear about why you're making the decision and where you're going, kind of like, even if you don't know that what the outcome's going to look like, but you know, the feeling you're moving towards, mm-hmm. it's like, that's when the universe is like, okay, I'm ready. And for a projector, it's just amplified, because that is literally the strategy that they're meant to live in. Like that's how things get put into actual motion for a projector, because then from that point, then that's when people are attracted to them to let, basically it's like other people give them the green light to what's most alignment for them to act on, right? Like is a yeah. good way to describe it. And but everyone has that. It's just then from that point forward, it's like how you then respond and everything is like its own thing. But also the other question that I had based on your story was like, can you please explain what Moon Mother
yeah.
is? Because I'm like, yeah. it sounds super like woo-woo and interesting and amazing, but I want like an explanation, because I've never heard of it before.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So the best explanation I'm going to try here, because okay. it is, even when I was going into it, I didn't fully understand. And my mentor is a Moon Mother, and she's worked with me, and I still like couldn't explain it to people. Mm-hmm. But it's this, the system of female energy awakening is by Miranda Gray, who's over in the UK. And, she started this, this movement. I don't know what you exactly call it. Sorry for listening, Miranda, and I'm not doing this justice. but she has this training. She has worldwide womb blessings 5 times a year. These are free, by the way. Go to like womb, I think it's wombblessing.com, and you can participate in this. And it's like it's healing. It's, let me pull out my list of all these wonderful things that the womb healing does for you, because I do these locally for women. And She has those 5 times a year, and that's kind of the driving force. And it's, then you can have the personal womb blessing attunements, which are really transformative. And that's what we're trained to do in our Moon Mother training, is, the 3 points of the feminine energy, which is, you know, head, Anja, your heart, and then your womb center, and which is where we focus. And mm-hmm. the womb blessing is so incredibly transformative. It's, if you've ever had energy work, like you feel like you're spinning, like, but inside your body, mm-hmm. and you have like an integration period for the next 28 days, and it's such a, it's beautiful, it's transformative. I can't even fully explain it, mm-hmm. But it brings on like her list is awaken and energize and heal the 3 main female energy centers, awaken a woman's ability to love, clear old patterns and blocks. Heal the deep patterns from women's ancestral past, which, whew, yes. Energize the womb center, ground and center, bringing increasing self-awareness, and bringing healing on all levels, like physical, emotional, mental, and mm-hmm. spiritual. And then we can do like the supportive womb healings, where we focus on the 4 points, where the archetypes that I'm going to discuss here in a little bit, the 4 phases of our cycle and of the seasons and the years and all the beautifulness, mm-hmm. those 4 points inside the womb center, which is like your sacral center. And we really help support that. And yeah, we work with all of that. And it's energy work combined with all the beautifulness of understanding the four feminine archetypes and how we flow through them in our cycle. Oh, I just love it.
Wow. It sounds amazing. And I think like a big thing that comes to mind as well with that is just like how you explained at the beginning, as well as like the ancient wisdom, because I feel like, I mean, I don't even know if we're going to get into this and this, but there's just like so much when you start looking into the female energy and the power of the female energy, the power of the sacral, the power of the womb. It's like, literally, if you think about it, it's literally a portal to the divine. You know what yeah. I mean? Like it's a portal to the universe because that's where souls enter humanity. Like if a soul wants to be incarnated, they have to enter through a woman's womb. And so it's like undeniable that it holds an incredible amount of energy and power there. And it's also really interesting how it's been shunned for such a long time. Like, you know, just not only women, but especially women being incredibly, embarrassed and shamed around their sexuality and, you know, all of the things. So it's really cool seeing this awakening. And I think it's really powerful and cool to see not necessarily people even doing it for anything else, but the connection with themselves and reconnecting them with their own internal power.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to dive more into that. But like, what do you feel like is the next like best thing to talk about? Do you think we should maybe talk about the four phases of the cycle? And like, I don't know like how you explain it, but is it like that one, obviously the phases of the cycle, but also maybe how they relate to like your life or your business or whatever? Like,
I think the next natural progression, I want to talk about how we have not been listening to ourselves and our bodies and really tapping into that power. And that will really, like, that's pretty much how I usually teach it. And then we'll go into like the four archetypes. But yeah, I mean, like you were saying, the womb center, that sacral center, it's the center of all creation and not just babies, although it does a pretty dang good job at that too. so when we like, what I feel like having this energy work done along with really embracing and honoring every version of myself within my cycle and realizing that I am not the same all the time. That the reason I say it's unlocked so much for me, it unlocked this freedom. It unlocked this creativity inside of me that I didn't even know existed, because being like a scientist and I convinced myself for a really long time that I wasn't creative and that just, it was so blocked.
Yeah. Cause you've got a degree in biology.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've also got my science degree in human nutrition and sport and exercise science. So we're science nerds.
Two peas in a pod right here. Yeah. Yes. Super, super bio nerd. And that doesn't come out a lot because people don't generally appreciate it, which I think is a damn shame, but it's fine. So like for a really long time, I struggled with balance. And I think that everyone can relate to that. And it was hard to not go down the spiral when I couldn't show up the same every single day. And when I thought something was wrong with me because nothing was ever consistent, my physical stamina, my emotional stability, like my abilities in general. One week I could really hanker down and focus and do spreadsheets. And the next week I like couldn't even like it didn't even make sense. It was like looking at gibberish. And it was like this really unpredictable roller coaster that left me really stressed, riddled with anxiety, just always feeling stuck and guilty and shameful. And overcoming this, it came when I learned to recognize the hidden powers in my menstrual cycle. And that really led to finding ease and flow in my business and life.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. I love teaching about this so much. It's just such a huge passion of mine. But yeah, when I was like introduced to this, it made me realize like, wow, we're not like men. And I feel like in this society, at least in our culture, in the Western culture in general, probably everywhere, I don't know. We are conditioned to be like men, and the masculine energy is beautiful. If I ever mention anything like that, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's always a balance. The problem is there's no balance. Mm-hmm. And we don't operate like men. And the moment that we understand that is the moment that I just feel free, because that expectation is no longer on you to show up consistently every single day, which is not how we are designed. We are designed differently, period. Mm-hmm. Men have their own cycle, which I won't necessarily get into today, but it's daily. So they do show up consistently every single day, and we don't. We are not even just four women in one with the four phases. If you have a 28-day cycle, you're 28 women in one. Mm-hmm. And I think when I first heard that, it was like, you know, that GIF where the guy like has his head exploding,
like, and like the fireworks.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's how it felt. To realize, wow, nothing's wrong with me. I'm just, there's a reason that I feel this way in pre-ovulation, in this way when I'm on my menstrual cycle, and that, like, it was just this explanation that finally nothing's wrong with me, and here's this blueprint to understand how you mm-hmm. flow through these, not only for yourself but for your partner, for your children. I'm so excited to teach my children this, so mm-hmm. they have this knowledge going through their entire lives, and they don't have to figure it out at 25. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let's talk about like the four archetypes, so you kind of understand okay. where we're going with this.
Yeah.
So the four archetypes are maiden, mother, enchantress, and crone. And these are like associated with not only the four phases of our cycle, but also the moon phases, the seasons. Each year, every 4 years, the earth cycles through each archetype. So we're in a crone, which is like the menstrual time this year. Fun fact.
That is cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this entire year, everything is going to have like, I envision as like an umbrella of croniness. And it's associated with the times in a woman's life as well. So let's just start with maiden. Maiden's a great place to start for everything. Mm-hmm. This is pre-ovulation. So this is like if we're going to talk about classic 28-day cycle, which they're not always. Mm-hmm. Prime example right here talking. That's like day 7 to 13 of your cycle. Generally, and this is, so it's pre-ovulation. It's also associated with the waxing moon. So going from like a new moon to a full moon, spring, and also like the time in a woman's life, like the fun, flirty, young, energetic woman who's like getting shit done, making her plans. And this is like, this is the time when we are able to focus a lot better on like detail-oriented things. A great time to be logical. I should probably pull out my notes on this because I'm drawing a blank for maiden. But yeah, this is an active and dynamic time. And you'll see it might refer to dynamic, especially if you guys want to go pick up Miranda's book, The Optimized Woman, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She refers to maiden as dynamic in that book. She has another one called Red Moon, also amazing. Mm-hmm. Super more spiritual. So mm-hmm. like the people listening and you probably would like Red Moon. They're mm-hmm. both amazing, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dynamic, high physical energy and a strong need and desire to change things. So like the one, if I could pick one superpower for maiden, for those listening, this is a great time to start new projects.
Mm-hmm.
Get things going. Once you've picked up the ideas, don't try to start anything new. When you're especially in these other times that are more passive, like yin times, it's not going to work out well for you. I can just promise that. So this is a great time to start mm-hmm. new things. And then mother is ovulation time and sometimes called like expressive. And this is associated with the full moon and summer. And then the time in a woman's life where like, not necessarily having children because some women choose not to, but like the nesting and nurturing phase that's more passive. This is a passive time. But it's like the high tide, if we were going to do a tide analogy, which I always love doing. Mm-hmm. If maiden is the waters coming out to full to high tide, it's moving, it's active, right? Mother is like where it's just setting, it's still, and it's like basking in this like top of the mountain feeling, full moon. It's passive, but it's outgoing. And the way I envision it, like, and how I live it out in my life is, come here, my babies, let me take care of you. Because mother is so like, your emotional stability is heightened. You're more patient and more empathy, more generous. Just mm-hmm. definitely like you're there to nurture. This is that archetype, that classic, what I said in my class the other day on this, I was like, this is when I want to be a 1950s housewife, which doesn't happen super often. But you know, those few days where you're like, man, I really want to cook. I want to decorate my house. I want to like, just, I'm taking care of everyone around me. Like, mm-hmm. come here, hubby, lay your head on my shoulder. Let me take care of you.
I have a question about this actually. Because I know you just said a few days, because I was going to say, are the four cycles split like, pretty evenly, or is it actually like the ovulation phase is a lot shorter than the, like the mother phase shorter than the maiden right. phase, or is it like, how does it time wise?
Well, the way that it's taught is like, you know, we talk about it in 7-day increments.
Okay.
So it'd be an 8-day cycle.
So it's actually evenly split.
In theory. Yeah. But every uh-huh. single woman is different. So, right. And it may be that always you have a shorter maiden and a longer mother, or maybe it changes up every single month, depending upon what's happening in your life, what's happening biologically, what's happening energetically around you. I always bring this up as a good example. You remember in January when there was like that red wolf blood moon that was insanely intense? Mm-hmm. Almost every single woman, I can guarantee you, had two periods in January. And everyone's going to look up their apps right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That like really, every single woman I know, they kind of morphed together and everyone either started their period early, or for me, my like enchanter synchronicities were extended to like 9 and 11 days, which was like a really fun growth time. Gonna choose to speak about it like that. It just highly affected. So sometimes there's different things going on. So my best piece of advice with this is always to be flexible and listen to where you're at energetically. Like every day, wake up and assess, how am I feeling today? And it's not cut and dry either. It's a flow, it's water. So you're going to have transition times. So there's going to be times when, like, for example, right now I am, I would say like 60% enchantress and 40% crone. So it's always like a flow. So yeah, if that answers your question, it's going to be different. And yeah, some days it might be a couple days. Mm-hmm. But for me, I always have a few days of like pure mother energy, and then a few days of like maiden and mother on one side, and a few days of maiden and enchantress on the other.
Makes sense.
It's kind of the same for every single phase. Yeah. And also in mother, this is a great time to create support for yourself. It's very much an accepting time. It's a great time to like reconnect with people and emotionally. And the superpower that I would give to mother is definitely, especially in regards to business, is connecting emotionally with people. So it's a great time to go live. Like if you're not doing it every day, like the beautiful person in front of me, but this is a great time to go live, do like sales calls, really connect with people, because you are going to have a little bit more patience, and you're able to just love on them. And it's a great time to like just have fun and celebrate where you're at. And mm-hmm. remember that mother's passive, because a lot of women, I feel, because it's a yang energy, maiden and mother are very yang. They're bright and they're like, oh, I feel super outgoing. I should continue doing everything that I was doing. And like, you know, hitting the grind, hustling. I don't like that mm-hmm. word, but, you know, like mm-hmm. they were in maiden. No, this is a time to like, oh, look at all that cool shit I just did. Let me watch it come into fruition and just continue carrying out what I've already put into place.
Mm-hmm. Like nurture it.
Yes. Nurture it, because on each side is an active time. You have active maiden on one side and active enchantress on the other. A good transition into enchantress, which mm-hmm. I don't have a favorite, but if I had one, it would be enchantress. She's so fucking cool. This is your premenstrual time. So like day 21 to 28-ish of your cycle, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes called the creative time. And this is associated with the waning moon and autumn and like the post-menopausal woman, or as Miranda calls it, the complete woman, which I think is so beautiful because she's completed her cycling years and now she's complete. And this is such a powerful time. And the reason why is because it's a yin time. It's definitely like, it's darker, right? In autumn, everything's dying. It's beautiful. It's dying and it's beautiful, but it's also an active time. So it's kind of like this, I can't even think of anything in life to compare it to, but it's a dark yin time, but it's active and it's creative. And it's such a subconscious focus time because Enchantress, you're going more to that subconscious time, and Crone as well, whereas Maiden and Mother are more like conscious frontal lobe. Right. And so it's so powerful because you're able to almost bypass that conscious brain that keeps you safe and tap into that creativity, tap into your subconscious, but it's active. So you're able to get a lot done. And this is like, you have a strong desire and drive to change things again. But Enchantress is so beautiful and amazing and magical. Not only does she have great manifestation energies, that's definitely one of her superpowers, because visualization is super, I would say, easier, definitely, when these more subconscious times. But she is able to write so much easier and let these creativity flow. So I always choose this time to like create something new, whether that's a new service, whether that is like content, whether that is a freebie that I'm making, or just I want to write, even if it's not for business. And this is a time when, you know, those plans you put into place in Maiden and then you watch them come to fruition in Mother, Enchantress is so great at saying, where can I improve on this? Where are like the problems in problem solving and creative problem solving? And the trap that I see a lot of women fall into is they get stuck on only seeing the problem or seeing the solution, but they're too tired to do anything about it. Because while Enchantress is an active time, the physical energy comes in burst.
Right.
It's, you know, we're at the top of the mountain right here with Mother, and then Enchantress is like burst of energy and then a dip a little bit lower. And the next burst of energy is just a little bit lower, right? And then we have another dip in physical stamina and it until it bottoms out in Crone. And Enchantress is so like strong emotions and strong passion. And so I think this is where the classic moodiness comes in for like PMS, you know, the premenstrual time, because we have this, we're getting so much done, like super magical. Everything's getting done. I'm able to complete that thing I want to do. I made that graphic. I'm so creative. I feel like a magical sorcerer priestess woman who's like, you know, just tapping into pure awesomeness. And then all of a sudden, 5 hours later, you're like, man, I'm tired. I'm dead. I can't do anything else. And you're like, what just happened? Like everything was fine and now it's not. But the thing is, everything is fine. Mm-hmm. And so not associating that physical low with an emotional low and creating a story and letting it mean something like something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. It's just that Enchantress is strong, active time surrounded by a lot of self-care and rest. Because you are. It is a yin time. And I think that learning to really embrace and accept the beauty and complexity that it is where you find the magic. And this is definitely one of the harder archetypes for me to embrace because I didn't understand it. Because there is nothing like it.
And that, yeah, it's really, it's like one of those things where it's a fine line between stepping into like trying to be more maiden versus like also wanting rest. And I think like the autumn is actually such a good analogy for it because it's like the autumn where it's like everything around you, like the energy in the world is kind of like winding down. But at the same time, it's like when people are like harvesting and pickling and getting the fire ready for the winter and like all of those things. So it's kind of like there's a lot to do in the autumn, but it's also a time where it's winding down. And some days you just need to like sit inside and, you know, because
exactly. And that's why I love like not only working with the phases of my cycle and the moon, right, but also the seasons. Like I operate my business and I'm not a planner. I'm just gonna put that out there. I have like a tentative plan and an idea in my mind, but obviously I just define timing and let everything unfold as it should. But it always, I think it's so beautiful. Everything just like works with the seasons. So I put in like, I made a signature service. I put in this Maiden time was super fun for me this spring season, and summer's coming up in 10 days, the summer solstice. So I know.
Yeah.
And we're transitioning into that mother archetype. And it's so crazy how this active dynamic time season is coming to an end. Like, I see it. And then I'm so excited to continue carrying it out for the next 3 months until September 21st or 20th. Mm-hmm. And watch it. Like, I'm just going to nurture everything that I've built up so far. Mm-hmm. And I love how my business flows with the seasons as well. And it just feels so natural and easy. And there's time for everything. I think mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing that I've taken away from this. You have a superpower. It's coming back. I promise. There's a time to tap into that classic femininity and cook and clean and nurture. There's a time to be fun and spirited and get things done. There's a time to tap into that enchantress magic and create and produce and fix and clean and clear out. And then crone, there's a time to rest.
So we haven't gone over crone yet. Yeah.
No, let's talk about that. So, crone is the menstrual phase. So like day one to six of your cycle when you're bleeding, mm-hmm. and it's referred to as like the restorative time and associated with the new moon and winter mm-hmm. and then the old wise woman. And I love when, especially people who are into moon phases and spirituality and things like that, when I mention it's associated with the new moon, they're like, oh, so that's what that new moon energy is about. That's why I feel like that. And this is definitely a yin time. It's passive, just like mother, right? But it's an internal time. It's very subconscious. You're very much in the beautiful space of your head. And it's your built-in rest time, this welcome rest from the drive and ego on either side of those active times. And the superpower of crone is that when it's your built-in vacation, really, like that God-given in creation. Yes, I look forward to my crone times. I'm like, oh, finally, I can just sit here and like, I can just be old and tired and dish out golden nuggets of wisdom, really, to my friends and family. And it can be such a beautiful time. And I think that a lot of women have such strife in this time because they tried to push past this feeling, this innate feeling of, man, I really need to rest today. I need to take it slow. That spreadsheet, that complicated plan that you're telling me about, can't even comprehend it right now. So we're just going to table that for a few days because I'll feel better in a few days. And it's not even better, but I'll feel different in a few days. And then we can tackle that, right? But the problem is a lot of women, they try to push through that because it's not okay to rest. Really what's accepted mostly is just maiden and mother. And I think that we realize that we only see ourselves as valuable when we are in that get shit done or nurturing phases. Mm-hmm. And so really embracing this side of you, really diving into the darkness because it is beautiful and allowing yourself to be somber and winter. It's quiet. It's dead. This is a time of death and rebirth. Mm-hmm. And you will emerge on the other side as this new rejuvenated woman ready to tackle everything, come maiden. But the other superpower of crone is when you finally slow and listen and take care of that, not only do you find this beautiful peace and rest in this time, and you're able to be alone and really tap into your inner self, but this is when you get inspired inspirations, and I call them like downloads. Like, I'll just be sitting there in the bath listening to like Leon Bridges River and like one single tear streaming down my face because I'm being super emo. Nothing's wrong. I'm just like really diving into the darkness, right? And just enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like the guides just, there's an idea. And it might just be a glimpse or a spark or a half a sentence, or sometimes it's just a vision and I can't even put words to it. And so I put it in my journal, and that's my best piece of advice for everyone listening is, when you're an enchantress or crone and you enchantress, you see like, oh, I can fix this idea. It can be better this way. Write it down and sit on it. Let some more inspired ideas come during crone. Draw a picture, journal, doodle, whatever you need to do. Write that half sentence, send the voice memo, and just sit on it and know that you don't have to do anything with it right now. And the time is coming to do something with it. And that time is probably going to be Maiden. And then when Maiden comes, I pull out my journal, and every time I'm like, man, who wrote this? She's really smart. and I'm able to like see the plan a little bit more clearly and start putting things into plan. And sometimes it takes a few cycles for stuff to really like come out in full form. But it's just this natural flow that feels, I mean, well, it feels natural and it feels easy and it feels flow. And for me and my business, I'm able to operate it accordingly and know what times it's best to do certain things and what times it's not going to be super advantageous. And also to give myself a lot of grace. And I love working with my clients because they'll be like, well, I'm, you know, in this phase, like I'm in Maiden, so it'll be a great time for us to dive into this. Or they're like, I'm in Crown today, so we're just going to like take a super chill approach to today's session. And like we know each other's cycle where we're at and we're able to work with that. And it's it creates such magic. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's so nice. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like a massive takeaway is if you're not already tracking your cycle, please download an app. Tracking cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I would say. The question I get a lot of time is, well, how do I do that if I only know when I'm bleeding. So if you are like right now cycling, you have a built-in tracker for you. Know when you start bleeding and you'd be like, okay, cool. I know this is Crown. And then pay attention to how your energies are shifting and through the rest of the month. And what I do is I just put like a little like C in the corner of my calendar to be like, okay, I'm crony today. And then when I start to feel that spark of Maiden coming back, I'll do a C and a lowercase M. Until it transitions into just the M and then an uppercase M for mother and an E for enchantress. And that's really how I track it. But if you're like postpartum or postmenopausal or you have like a medically controlled cycle and you don't bleed, the best thing that I can suggest is start with the moon. So most women are going to flow with the archetypes, like where you're in Crone during the new moon, and flow through it that way. So pay attention to how you feel at the new moon, for example, and you're probably going to feel crony, or around that or transitioning into that. And then you can kind of see, okay, I think I'm in Crone. You're probably going to know if you are, and see where you flow next. And then see if you're a Maiden. You know that they're always going to go in order, so you can just kind of pay attention to that. But you might be in mother during the new moon. It might be opposite. That's called a red moon cycle. Yes. And so there's nothing wrong with that. It just means that you're kind of in a different phase of your life. I got this question a few days ago. I'm still learning more about the difference in red and white moon cycles, but nothing's wrong if you're opposite. It is what it is. You're in this phase of healing and internalness, in the season of life. So, know that you're probably going to be in mother or crone at one of the fuller new moons and just kind of listen and flow with that. And if you're not sure where you're at, just really pay attention and take your best guess and then see where you flow to next. And it might take a cycle or two to get there. Definitely pick up one of Miranda's books, track your physical cycle for sure. That's so empowering anyway, as a woman to do that, like biologically. That's what we do. So yeah.
I know, like with the red moon and the white moon, cause that's something that like really interested me as well. I can't like remember exactly what, like which is which, but the, I know that when you're like in terms of manifestation, when your cycle synced with the new moon, it's like a time for, a lot of like you manifest internally better. So it's like the more you're like focusing on really what's going on within you and that kind of stuff versus when you are in sync with the full moon, then it's like you're manifesting more outward. So that's like a good time to be doing things for other people, being really outward with your goals and like that kind of stuff. And I know for me, it was like last year in June, I went from being synced with the new moon to literally in one cycle, like my period was like 2 weeks late. And then suddenly I was completely synced with the full moon. Yeah, I was completely synced until like a month ago. So nearly a full year I was, with that. And now suddenly I've switched back to the new moon and, it's really crazy to think, like, in that time I created my book, I really, like, built up my podcast, like, I really built up my business, like, all of these really, like, outward things. And, like, a lot of the time now, even though I still have, like, lots of plans and stuff, I'm, like, I feel a lot more, like, yeah, it's okay. I just want to watch, like, Netflix today, like, still getting stuff done, but in a very different way. Like, it's more like I'm getting stuff done more through the self-care than I am through what I'm, like, focusing and creating outward. And it's really interesting. I'm like, huh, wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the way that I remember it is, if you're bleeding with the full moon, it, like, stains the moon red. So, like, that moon, that's the only way that I can remember it. And every time I talk about it, I have to, like, go through that in my head to remember. This is, like, I just really pay attention to, like, the superpowers, not only in, like, the phases monthly and how I'm flowing. And I know, again, like, what's good to do, what's not so great to do, what's the most advantageous right now. And I really try to plan with that. And I plan, like, my classes and play shops and everything accordingly. And knowing where I'm coming from, depending upon my cycle, but also, again, flowing with the moon and knowing that that is, like, an umbrella that's affecting us. Cause even if you are in Mother during the new moon, you're probably still going to feel some of that new moon energy, that like crony archetype energy. We're in the maiden season right now. So you're going to feel, even when you're in crone, it's going to have a maiden umbrella. And same for, like, the years, and depending on where you're at in life too. Like, I know that I'm definitely still in that maiden phase of, like, my life. But I can feel it already transitioning into mother. I mean, I became a mom, like, 5 years ago, but a young mom. So I, like, definitely am not getting to that phase where it's, like, more passive. Like, I'm building my business right now. I'm focused on doing this and having fun and building my empire. And then, you know, in a few years, maybe around 30-ish, not, you know, depends. We'll see how it goes. I'll be able to, you know, sit at the top of that mountain and just look down, like, look at what I built, and just carry it through for the next 20 years until I go into menopause. And then I go into the Enchantress archetype from the next 20 years or so.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. I think it's really awesome to be aware of that stuff. And also, like, I know that sometimes when I'm, like, planning out launches with clients, it's just like, okay, well, what part of your cycle are in? Cause we definitely want to be, you know, launching during maiden.
Yes.
Maiden time, please.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, anything new, I always tell people, like, you want to start a new, diet, eating, like, nutrition plan, start in maiden. You're not trying to start in crone. You're just going to end up frustrated because you just want more comfort food in crone, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you need more healthy comfort food, but you need more carbs, like, biologically for your cycle. You're definitely starting to meet in. And that is, like, someone asked me recently, like, the foods that you crave in each cycle. And so I've reached out to a few people. I've done a little bit of research, and what I've come to discover is, like, you're pretty much going to crave with the seasons. Like, what's in season in spring? A bunch of, like, fruit and strawberries and stuff. So you're going to want to eat, like, that during maiden, and in summer, like, the foods that are in summer, that's what you're going to crave in mother, fall, Enchantress. And, like, what foods do we eat in winter? Soups and squashes and all these, like, really healthy, carb, nutrient dense foods. And that's always what I always want. Soup and crone soup. And
I love soup,
dark chocolate, and, like, a black bean burger with a brioche bun and avocado. So I just infuse all of it and try to eat with my cycle too. That's been fun. And I'm excited. I'm carrying that out right now. And then I'll probably teach on it in a few months. See how it goes for a bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, this has been amazing. If people want to, like, connect with you though, and learn a little bit more about what you do, or just be in your energy and kind of follow along your journey, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, definitely Instagram. So I'm at my Instagram handle, rachel.simington. I have fun in stories. I enjoy that. And then Facebook too. I have fun on Facebook. And then that's it. My website's being built right now because I'm a projector who doesn't build those things. I got my team working on that. But that'll just be rachelsimington.com when that comes. So yeah, come hang out with me on social media. I'd
Amazing. Yes, absolutely. And like we said, if you've enjoyed this episode, please do a screenshot, post it. If you don't want to post it, but you want to message us and kind of give us your feedback or share what really stood out to you most, please do. We'd love to hear from you. I'm speaking for both of us, but I know Rachel would love to hear from you too.
Yes, I did.
And if you want to continue the conversation or get connected with other Abundant Babes, I always have my Facebook group, Abundant Babes, A Home for the Visionary, which you are more than welcome to join. It's free. And you just got to answer the question at the beginning, which is like, are you going to be high vibe AF with us? Because that's the only requirement. But yeah, so thank you so much for being on the show, Rachel. It's been really, really awesome having you here and such a cool topic that we haven't really dived into on the podcast yet. So I'm really, really excited to be sharing this and sharing your message. And to everyone listening, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I so appreciate your time and I appreciate all of the goodness and all of the vibes and all of the everything that you bring as well. So thank you. All right.
Bye.
Until next week. Bye.